קטע מספר 9 מתוך כתבי בעל הסולם, שמעתי מאמר
excerpt number 9, שמעתי number 33, the lots that were the lots on Yom Kippurim and with Haman. We must know that what appears to one as things that contradict the guidance of the good who does good is only to compel one to draw the upper light on the contradictions when wanting to prevail over the contradictions. Otherwise, one cannot prevail. This is called the exaltedness of the Creator, which one extends when having the contradictions called dinim, judgments. This means that the contradictions can be annulled if one wants to overcome them, only if he extends the exaltedness of the Creator. You find that these dinim cause the drawing of the exaltedness of the Creator. This is the meaning of what is written, and cast his mantle upon him. It means that afterward he attributed the whole mantle of hair to him, to the Creator. That is, now he saw that the Creator gave him this mantle deliberately in order to draw the upper light on them. However, one can only see this later, after one has been granted the light that rests on these contradictions and dinim that he had had in the beginning. This is so because he sees that without the hair, meaning the descents, there would be no place for the upper light to be there, as there is no light without a kli. For this reason, he sees that all the exaltedness of the Creator he had obtained was because of the se'arot and the contradictions he had had. This is the meaning of the Lord on high is mighty. It means that the exaltedness of the Creator is awarded through a little piggy box of savings. Excerpt number 10. Tell you what it is in a minute. Baal HaSulam Shamati 42, what is the acronym Elul in the work? It is impossible to obtain disclosure before one receives a discernment of achoraim, posterior, discerned as concealment of the face, and to say that it is as important to him as a disclosure of the face. It means that one should be as glad as though he has already acquired the disclosure of the face. However, one cannot persist and appreciate the concealment like the disclosure, except when one works in bestowal. At that time, one can say, I do not care what I feel during the work, because what is important to me is that I want to bestow upon the Creator. If the Creator understands that he will have more contentment if I work in a form of achoraim, I agree. However, if one still has sparks of reception, he comes to thoughts, and it is then hard for him to believe that the Creator leads the world in a manner of good and doing good. This is the meaning of the letter Yud in the name Havayah, which is the first letter, called a black dot that has no white in it, meaning it is all darkness and concealment of the face. Meaning, when a person comes to a state that he has no support, one's state becomes black, which is the lowest quality in the upper world. And that becomes keter up to the lower one, as the kli of keter is a kli of bestowal. The lowest quality in the upper one is malchut, which has nothing of its own, meaning that she is, and only in this way is she called malchut, meaning if he takes upon himself the kingdom of heaven, which he is having nothing, gladly, it becomes keter later, which is a vessel of bestowal, and the purest kli. In other words, the reception of malchut in a state of darkness subsequently becomes a kli of keter, which is a vessel of bestowal.
Excerpt number 11 from Shamati. from Shamati 121. She is like merchant ships. Man shall not live on bread alone, but on what proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. This means that the life of Kedusha, holiness in a person, does not come specifically from drawing closer, from entries, meaning admissions into Kedusha, but also the exits, from the removals. This is so because through the dressing of the Sidra Acha in one's body, and it claims, "She is all mine," with a just argument, one is awarded permanent faith by overcoming these states. This means that one should dedicate everything to the Creator. That is, that even the exits stem from Him. When he is rewarded, he sees that both the exits and the entries were all from him. This forces him to be humble, since he sees that the Creator does everything, the exits as well as the entries. This is the meaning of what is said about Moses, that he was humble and patient, that one must tolerate the lowliness, meaning that in each degree, one should keep the lowliness. The minute he leaves the lowliness, he immediately loses all the degrees of Moses he had already achieved. This is the meaning of patience. Lowliness exists in everyone, but not every person feels that lowliness is a good thing. It turns out that we do not want to suffer. However, Moses tolerated the humbleness, which is why he was called humble, since the lowliness made him glad. Excerpt number 12 by Rabash. Records. Article 71, the meaning of exile. When Israel are in exile, the Shekhinah, divinity, is with them. This means that if one falls into a descent, spirituality is also descended in him. But according to the rule, a mitzvah, a commandment, induces a mitzvah, why does he come into a descent? Answer, he is given a descent from above so as to feel that he is in exile and ask for mercy to be delivered from exile. This is called redemption, geula. And there cannot be redemption if there's no exile there first. What is exile? It is that he is under the rule of self-love and cannot work for the sake of the Creator. When is self-love considered exile? It is only when he wants to emerge from this control, because he suffers from not being able to do anything for the sake of the Creator. It follows that when he began to work, there had to be some pleasure and reward for which the body agreed to this work. Afterward, when he was permitted to see that there is the matter of for the sake of the Creator, because a mitzvah induces a mitzvah, and he had to ask to be delivered from exile, then he runs from the exile. How does he run from the exile? It is by saying that he will not succeed in this work. Thus, what does he do? He commits suicide, meaning leaves the work and returns to corporeal life, which is regarded as the wicked in their lives are called dead. It follows that where he should have asked for redemption from exile, he runs from the exile and commits suicide. This is as it is written, "The ways of the Lord are straight, the righteous will walk in them, and transgressors will fail in them." However, he should go above reason. A descent in spirituality does not mean that now he has no faith. Rather, now he must do more work, and the previous faith is considered a descent compared to this work.
And so the Creator anyway.
Again, excerpt number 13, Shamati 191, the time of descent. It is hard to depict the time of descent when all the works and the efforts made from the beginning of the work until the time of descent are lost. To one who has never tasted the taste of servitude of the Creator, it seems as though this is an outside thing for him, meaning that it happens to those of high degrees. But ordinary people have no connection to serving the Creator, only to crave the corporeal will to receive. Present in the flow of the world, washing the whole world with this desire. However, we must understand why they have come to such a state. After all, with or without one's consent, there is no change in the Creator of heaven and earth. He behaves in the manner of good and doing good. Thus, what is the outcome of this state? We should say that it comes to announce his greatness. One does not need to act as though he does not want her. Rather, one should behave in a manner of fearing the exaltedness, to know the merit and the distance between him and the Creator. It is difficult to understand this with a superficial mind or have any possibility of connection between the Creator and creation. During a descent, he feels that it is impossible that he will have connection or belonging to the Creator by way of dvikut, adhesion, since he feels that servitude is a foreign thing to the whole world. In truth, this is so. But in the place where you find his greatness, there you find his humbleness. This means that it is a matter that is above nature, that the Creator gave this gift to creation to allow them to be connected and adhered to him. Hence, when one becomes reconnected, he should always remember this his time of descent, so as to know, understand, appreciate, and value the time of Dvekut, so he will know that now he has salvation above the natural world.